Right, the next item is 5.5, which is 31A Eildon Road, Bonnerig, which again was the subject to a visit yesterday. Mr Arnsdorf.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, sorry, page... Dan, Councillor Alexander, do you want to just declare your interest for the record? I'm shouting out here, but you should do it.
Sorry, I would like to declare an interest in this. So,
and reasons, nature, because he's got to write it down. Sorry.
Sorry, it's just that I know the people involved.
That's excellent. Thank you very much. No, it's just for the minute.
Yeah, sorry. Same reason as well. I have to declare an interest. To know the applicant.
Right, thanks. All right, Mr. Arnsdorf, this time.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of an extension to a dwelling house at 31A Eildon Deane Road, Bonnyrigg. The proposal comprises extending the house by 4 metres, continuing the form and design of the existing building. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 14th of November 2018. Again, a copy of all the relevant paperwork is within your papers, and the local review body carried out a site visit yesterday. This review is to proceed by way of written submissions, Chair. Following the decision of the local review body, we will issue a decision notice through the Chair, which will be made available on the case file.
Okay, right, thanks. Well, you went up, you saw it. Comments? Sorry, I'm a bit slow, folks, with this this technology. It takes ages to go through the pages. Well, what did you think? Councillor Muirhead.
Chair, that there's fairly limited garden space in the property as is. I think when we saw the extent of the extension and the area that was left, I think it's quite clearly the case that there would be insufficient garden space available to the property in accordance with the regulations that we've got that wouldn't meet the criteria.
Chair, sorry, I've just realised who the applicant is, and I better declare the same interest and leave as well.
Right, you've heard Councillor Muirhead's comments. There's only another three of us. Sorry. No, you can't. You weren't there. You did your own visit. Yeah, I know. How do people feel about it? I mean, I have to say, I was quite surprised at the lack of space that was there in the first place. And I didn't think we're not finished yet. I was quite surprised at the lack of space that was there in the first occasion. I have to say, putting an extension on would leave very little space at the back, side, or front, or wherever. But, you know, I'll be a bit like you, Councillor Cassidy.
I feel that if that's where people want to live and what they want to in their environment, then I can't see a problem with that. If they know what they're giving up, you know, it didn't look like they were really persey throwers to me. You know, they were the garden wasn't exactly what you'd call the botanics. It was just a little bit of slabs that they're going to lose by the weeks to me, you know. And I think Peter's comment yesterday about the next step was losing the driveway for garden. But I think if anyone, the people that are going to do this, know what they're going to have when they're finished. And if someone was coming to buy that house later on, they'd know what they were getting. You know, they're going to have limited garden. And not everybody wants a big garden. Not everybody wants to have that burden, you know. So that's my feelings, that's my thoughts.
Sorry, Councillor Muirhead.
The problem is we have these conditions for reasons, And if you go on that basis, you know, Taylor Wimpey could be ignoring us totally, just throwing up hundreds and more houses in an estate on the basis that, well, people will only buy them if they want them like that. But that, you know, there are reasons for having minimum spaces, and we make the rules, and we really need to adhere to them. Unless there is something, we would make a different decision if there was something sticking out a mile that was a contradiction or certain special circumstances. I've got to say that I've passed up and down past these houses probably about 3 or 4 times, but I thought there would be more. I was really surprised when I went out and saw how, I take it's because there's a slope at the back, but how small the garden was. I expected it to go right away back, and I couldn't really see what the problem was till we went round the back of it. It's just unfortunate, but I mean, we do have these things for reasons, and we can't just say, well, we'll just ignore it because that's what people want.
I mean, Councillor Cassidy, I appreciate what you're saying about, if somebody likes living there, they should be allowed to do for what they want. But, I mean, normally, as a review body or indeed a planning committee, we've seen from planning officers coming forward with mitigating reasons about why there was a need to do that. For example, it could be because you were looking to look after somebody, one of your relatives, etc., etc. But from what I can see here, and just looking at the map, what it adds is additional 2 bedrooms to the house. Now, there's nothing to say that is there's a mitigating circumstance for doing that, apart from just extending the house, and that's why I'm inclined to stick by the rules, in the sense that we agonise over garden space. We've come to a conclusion. It's in our local plans. And what we have to do is look at material considerations about why we should change that. And there's nothing in here that jumps out at me as a material consideration for changing the view. But that's the way I feel about it, because I'm I feel quite strong on these things, that we actually go through the horror stories of getting 3 and 4 years of public consultation on a local plan, and then the ink's not dry on it, and we're actually just now going to ignore it. And that's why I would tend to want to stick to our policy on this one. But that's the reason.
Does that apply to older houses? I thought it was new houses that we had to keep a certain amount of garden with. Is it a condition on? I don't know. Sorry, I'm ignorant to that fact.
Yeah, I mean, Chair, there's the approach is that when you look to grant planning permission for new houses, whether that's individual ones or big housing estates, you're looking to secure certain spatial standards in terms of gardens, open space and all the rest of it. And that's for people's amenity, people's enjoyment of their environment. And then there's local plans that sort of protect that thereafter, as it were. So in terms of a situation like this here, you've got policies which is looking to protect people's amenity, the character of the area, and so on and so forth. It's a case of wanting residents of Midlothian to have amenity space that not just the current occupiers but future occupiers can enjoy and use, and whether that's gardening, children playing, or just having access to open space, it's seen as important. There's so much evidence now that having amenity and open space is important for people's physical and mental well-being. It's important to ensure that our developments have that amenity space. So that's why it's an issue, rather than just letting whoever at the time occupies a building do whatever they want, really, because that's what they choose to do at that point. So it's a sort of longer-term strategy, really, Chair. But yeah, there are policies which set spatial standards and then protect those spatial standards.
Well, I do agree with Colin, and it is their space, and it is maybe, but I also agree with the policy as well. So it is. I think it is a really tricky one, to be honest. I don't think it's a.
I'm just going to say then. I'll move just so that we get the thing on board. I'll move that we don't uphold the appeal and that we stick with the planning decision, planning officer's decision.
I'm prepared to say that. I think we need to remember that we're supposed to be here to judge whether planning officials have interpreted the rules correctly, not to prejudge every case that comes in front of us. It should be on the basis of have they done it correct? Are there mitigating circumstances that perhaps they weren't aware of, or things that we feel should override it? So when we're overriding decisions of planning officers, we should really be doing it on the basis of being pretty clear about why there is an exceptional circumstance.
Chair, just to be clear, that's the review dismissed and therefore plan permission remains refused.
Thanks very much for that. With the officer, there isn't any officer. I was going to say, could we get the others that have left back in again, but... yeah, Dan's left her... They know. Is Councillor Baird away?
Yes.
Yes, right, okay. Right. The next item is item 5.6, which is land west of Roanshead Crescent, East Houses, pages 175 to 206. Again, something to visit yesterday, Mr. Arnsdorf.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This report relates to reviews submitted regarding a planning application in principle for the erection of three dwelling houses at land west of Roanshead Crescent, East Houses, Dalkeith. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 17th of October 2017. A copy of the relevant paperwork, including the decision notice, the officer's report and the applicant's statement, is in your papers. The committee took a site visit yesterday, and this review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the case file.
Thank you very much indeed. And just I'd like to welcome Councillor Cassidy back from his route march yesterday from the site back home. I'm glad to see he got there safe and sound, and he's managed to come back in today. Right, okay. Thoughts on a postcard? Difficult site. What do you do with it? What a mess. Uphold the planning decision and refuse it. Five houses, wasn't it?
Three
at that end, and one that you spoke about yesterday at that end. Yeah. How do people feel about it? I mean, they saw the site. I mean, it seems to be the topography's all wrong. Councillor Leigh Douglasson and Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah, I thought the actual space to the right-hand side as you went into it would actually been quite nice for another house, but I think the left-hand side of it, I just don't see the sort of access to the house that will be further away. I just think it's quite a small space. Plus, I suppose you've got that wall that runs through that's not actually, is derelict, pretty much, the old wall. I'm assuming that the builder doesn't touch that because it's a conservation area. So, yeah.
Councillor Carter.
I just thought it was a very strange site. I don't know. I can usually visualise things, but I can't visualise how that was going to work out, you know, with the three houses in there. They're going to be... I can see problems there, you know.
Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, Russell, I've got to be honest with you. Having read this and have seen the site, I fully agree with the planning officers on this and would agree to dismiss this appeal.
And I think everybody's off that mind. Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much, and thanks again for your attendance and patience.